Babs was saying that in Mark Scheifele, you've got one of the smartest, best centers in the NHL.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't hear enough about what he means to your team. Can you tell us what he means to you and how he's come along with us?
I so clearly remember when I was one of you working in the media, the discussion on the desk was Mark Scheifele a bust because we sent him back to junior. His progression really has been in a straight line. Like he came in and played well as a first-year pro and just built each year. And that is what Mark's done. I know last year when Brian Little was injured, he got maybe a bit more of a prominent role. And from that point on, right, statistically, he's gone through the roof. But his progression, to me, because I've seen him do the work and try to become an all-around centerman, a real two-way guy. It's been just great to watch. He's a hard-working student. You know, we 2 years ago trying to figure out a way to get our team ready for the game. So we had Mark give a scouting report on the other team because he knew everybody on their lines is probably better than the coaches did. Like, he comes back from the World Cup. He's got a book on every guy that he played with, and he's that kind of guy. So he's going to make too much money to coach. May want to throw in. He certainly could scout, and I'm sure he'd be a GM when he's done.
Did you call him a bust when you were in the media at that time?
I'm sorry?
Did you call him a bust? What was your answer to that question?
He's calling back junior because of how old he is, right? It's so true of our team. What's the right answer? My kid got his driver's license the other day. We didn't give him the keys the year before. He's going to be a good driver. He's fine. I mean, it's okay to play junior when you're junior eligible.
How do you think Patrick is handling all the hype that comes around this game?
I don't know. You guys talk to him for 20 minutes, I hear. I was ready for you guys a while ago, by the way. Same way everything else, right? So my experience with him, he's actually a very humble but very confident man, right? He signs autographs. He does all the right things with the kids. He's a really good pro, but he steps on that ice. He has a belief in his game and what he can accomplish. Told the story 1,000 times now about the number of posts that he hit, you know, and he was angry in practice because he wasn't scoring, and I thought, man, you got to relax, kid. This is the NHL. It's not that easy. Turned out it was. He's been wonderful. Got an incredible sense of humor in his second language. Like, there's a really dry sense of humor, which is, I think, was probably one of the first tells of how bright he is. A very, very smart man. Reads the game well. Smart man. He's 18. But he's been fun. I think he's handled all perfectly.
Well, from your perspective, what does it mean for the league to have two teenagers in one game tonight, both on the verge of their goals, still in February?
A lot to the league, maybe more to Canada. You know, I mean, this is such a passion across the country and an appreciation for young players, for stars, for gifts, right? We've all been on the ice as players, and we all know how much better Patty and Austin are than we are. And I think, you know, like the fans that come to the games in Winnipeg, they'd be just fine if he played every second shift. They're absolutely beside themselves if he's anything less than 20 minutes. And it's great. It's great to watch. I don't know that. I mean, Eric Staal would be probably the closest. Had Jeff Skinner. Eric was a second pick overall, and you could see the greatness that was coming. I don't know that we've seen players. I mean, even, I don't know that we've ever seen players this good, this young, be as good as that we told everybody they were going to be before. You know, it's usually, this guy's a great player. In 2 years, he turns out to be a great player. These guys are great players now.
Does that manage to accept your apology for Patty's ice time there?
Yeah, I think part of them, some of them. It's a couple of unexplained key scratches in the truck, but I think they're getting over it. I'll play them a lot tonight, promise, maybe.
What's the level of difficulty, coach, in offsetting the loss of a guy like Jacob Trouba for the next 2 years?
Oh, well, I would say it's great. He missed the first 20 and we missed him. And the bigger problem that we're dealing with right now is that we have Myers and Enstrom out as well. So they played together as a shutdown pair. Jake and Josh Morrissey, a rookie, believe it or not, had taken over that role in our lineup. And it's part of the reason that we've played a much better brand of hockey as of late is that the quality of his play It's a huge, huge loss for us.
Putting you back on the panel of last night, how would you assess the rookie class in the NHL at this point?
Distracting. You know, you stand behind the bench and you see the young kids come in, and they're good young kids, but you stand behind the bench and watch Patty pick a pass with a toe pick, turn his blade over and pick it up, pick his passes up with the toe of his blade. You start watching them. You start watching the kids, right? You become a fan behind the bench. Maybe it's just me. I mean, I guess we don't like to admit that as coaches, but I do. I do on the ice. I watch him shoot the puck every time he's going down the ice because I'm pretty darn excited to see what he does with it this time. It's spectacular.
How is it kids this young are shooting the puck that well?
I don't have an answer for you, right? Because we'd certainly pass it around the room if we could. But it seems to me, I went and saw a midget showcase, maybe a Bantam showcase, 95 borns in Toronto here, because my nephew was playing in it. And the first thing I noticed, Bobby Orr was in the stands, which was really surprising to me. And these kids at that time, they were doing toe drags in the middle of the ice. They were putting it between defensemen's feet, and nobody was trying to take their head off, right? They were allowed to make these kind of plays. The attitude is different now in terms of how the game is defended, and it's bought those players a comfort level within the two-foot radius that they can do special things, so now they're trained to it, right? They work on it, and the coach isn't screaming at them. Do you remember Kyle Wellwood between his feet? Took a little heat for that play. It was a horrible thing. Now we just kind of wait for the next highlight because it's usual.
Is it the video game world that's turning kids into this?
It's certainly exposure to a higher lever, right? Bannerman, who's the guy who broke the 5-minute mile, right? You see it once, it's possible. And these kids now, when you're 13 years old, you start trying it in your driveway, maybe 8.
Ben Chiarot 2 years ago, Josh Morrissey this season, is Dustin Byfuglien, or maybe Julian tonight, is it Dustin Byfuglien not so quietly becoming a defense whisperer?
Or you're on your own, kid. He's the deep ender. Throw him in the deep end. I will tell you this about Dustin. You don't get to see his personality. He's wonderful with the young players, really. He's been teasing Patty Liney since the day he walked in the door, made him a friend, you know. Those guys have a big impact on it. And I'll tell you what, like, if you're playing on, you got him on your right side, people just aren't coming to the front of the net quite as hard. So it's a little safer work environment for these young guys. Not that Benny or Josh need it. They both play a hard game. But he is a strong personality on the ice and in the room, and he really has had a huge impact. He said this to the local guys before training camp. Buff slides up to me on the board and said, "I want the kid. Give me the kid." And that I mean, that's huge for a young man.
Just quickly, do you have an update on Drew Stafford's condition?
Yeah, he's just getting over the flu. We've had it run through our team, and it's been our experience that it's 3 or 4 days even after they stop expelling. It takes them a while. I think we've gone through everybody. Nobody's had to go through it twice.
So he's out tonight.
He's out tonight. Correct. Same lineup.
Any comment on the Jake Trouba suspension?
You know what? Like, I'm out of here, man. I'm down that hallway without anybody asking me. But you're in Toronto, right? What's the truth? So we respectfully accept the decision while we disagree. I got one. I drive a 2011 Yukon. I bought it used because I'm cheap. Frugality. I'm not sure how you want to go with that. But my cheapness outweighs my disappointment. Fair enough?
Does the Malkin hit on Wheeler weigh into your disappointment?
I would suggest that any of the spinal fractures that we suffered over the last year would weigh into my disappointment.
I know you'd like to have Jake in the lineup, but are you happy to get a chance to get Julian in there with the time that he's spent with your club and kind of the work that he's put into getting rewarded to be on the ice again here tonight?
He's come up and played some game for us and played well. He's made that strong step forward for a defenseman. And he probably, I would suggest, based on how hard he's worked, he deserves to get into a game. So, there's no better stage.
Who's he going to play with, Paul?
All of them.